USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump declaring a state of emergency in California as it fights raging wildfires, including the Carr Fire, which is now known to have killed a woman and her two great-grandchildren as it swept through their neighborhood last Thursday. So far, that blaze in Shasta County has burned over 83,000 acres and is only 5% contained. The Ferguson Fire near Yosemite National Park also still a huge concern. In New Orleans, they're looking for two men who fired into a crowd of people standing outside a business in New Orleans last night, killing three people, wounding several others. The police chief says they want the public's help.
By helping us find more evidence, find out who's responsible for this, so we can hold them accountable for the three people who have died out here tonight and for the other seven people who are injured.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The search continuing for a missing college student from Iowa. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Friends, family, and tons of volunteers are searching for Molly Tibbetts, the 20-year-old University of Iowa student that disappeared last week. Tibbetts was last seen jogging along a rural highway near her boyfriend's house. She was dog-sitting for him on the day of the disappearance. On Thursday, police said there was no indication that her boyfriend was involved with the case.
And updating the story this morning, authorities are saying that there's a possibility that the 20-year-old may have gone back to the home and done some homework on a computer after that jog. They say they're trying to develop a better idea of exactly how and when she vanished. Georgia Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis in a hospital, falling ill on a flight to Atlanta yesterday. A spokesman saying there's no cause for alarm. The 78-year-old Lewis said to be under routine observation. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
At least 14 people are confirmed dead and many more injured and missing, so the numbers expected to rise after a powerful 6.4 magnitude earthquake hit the Indonesian island of Lombok early Sunday. It struck when many people were sleeping. The island's a popular tourist destination. The British government's reportedly no longer cooperating with the United States in the case of two members of ISIS who are also UK citizens. But the move is described as temporary, coming over concerns that the men could face the death penalty if extradited to the US. The death penalty was abolished in the UK 2 decades ago. So far, the US has not requested extradition of the men who were accused of killing more than 24 hostages as part of an ISIS cell, nicknamed the Beatles because of their British accents. The request to stop working with the U.S. came from a lawyer representing the family of one of those two men. And Carrie Fisher's brother is pleased that his late sister is going to play Princess Leia in the new Star Wars movie. Todd Fisher saying he couldn't be more personally thrilled that Disney and Lucasfilm will be using previously unreleased footage of Carrie from Star Wars The Force Awakens to honor her legacy. She died at the age of 60 in December 2016. Remember, you can find us online whenever you're surfing around. Just go to usaradio.com.